biblical worldview question of the week, and you are being joined now with Nancy Fitzgerald. Well, Nancy, when you left off, the question that I have now is, how do we just have fellowship with God, Nancy?
Yes, well, it's not through good works, I'll tell you that. Fellowship with God is only comes through the blood of Christ. That's how serious fellowship is with God. You know, before we were saved, we're at enmity with God. Colossians 1:21, and you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil things. Evil things are those things in the flesh, you know, but God reconciled us to himself through his death and resurrection. And you know, when we repent of our sin and trust in Christ, the living God in us, we can have fellowship with him, the creator of the universe, the creator of all mankind. Why can we have fellowship with him and go deeper? Because he lives in us. He lives in us. And he is the only true God. He is eternal life, is 1 John 5:20. And so once we become Christians, it's just incredible the fellowship that we have, but exclusively it is through Jesus Christ. And this is the thing, Steve, you know, as we talk about worldview and we look at other religions, every false religion and every cult gains their acceptance of God through works. For example, if I'm good enough, or if I'm in many religious groups, then God will be pleased with me by what I have done. And he will love me then and make me his friend. And the thing is, God is not into works. He already loves you. He's crazy about you. And the Bible makes it very clear that there's no other way to be in fellowship with God but through Jesus, you know? And every cult, every false religion will not agree with John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And simply put, we just can't have fellowship with God if we reject his son. So, if, you know, and we could do a whole other thing on this, but if somebody claims to be super spiritual, no, I don't believe in Jesus, I'm spiritual. Well, that's not wholly spiritual. I will guarantee you that. And so as Christians, we have to be wise and share with people when they are spiritual, you know, that yes, the Holy Spirit is in us, but he comes only through the Son. And I think some people really want to have relationship with God on their terms, and he's not real impressed with the terms of mankind. We need to go to him.
You know, Nancy, that really brings us to our next question. What keeps us at odds with true fellowship with God?
Yeah, I think it's just what we were talking about, you know, Romans 8:7, the mind governed by the flesh does not submit to God's law. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. James 4:4, and again, this idea to be liked by everybody, to make yourself known, to become wealthy, to hang out with people that you know do not believe what you believe. This is contrary to God unless there's purpose behind it. In other words, if you're duplicit, if you're thinking that the world is really where you want to hang out, but yet you'll give a nod to God, This is what is keeping us at odds with God. And the other thing is 1 John 1:6-7. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and we don't live out our faith. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. You know, our fellowship with God is with his word. God is not distant. He is with us for all who believe. He lives in us. And I think it's important, Hannah, for us to understand that God is so relational. He wants to have this amazing personal relationship with us and help us navigate through a very messed up world. But we need to, and he's calling us to himself, to fellowship with him as we read and study his word. And it says it, that the scripture says, you'll have peace that passes all understanding. When we come to him and we ask him to show us his way and not our own. Again, he desires that we grow closer to him. He's not playing games with us. And we will love him more and more and more when we desire his will and not our own. And the cool thing is, he promised he'd die and raise again, all through the scriptures in the Old Testament. And he did just that. He has proven that we can trust him. And we need to. We need to see him as all we need, Lord, is your guidance, your love. And we need to kind of go downshift and go a bit deeper with our faith. And I think then we will have that peace that we're looking for.
Well, and that is so important, because that is one of the primary things that we have to learn, is to develop that fellowship with God. Nancy, this has been a really great question of the week, and we're so appreciative of you. Folks are going to be able to go on over to kellyandsteve.org under the resources tab to find information about anchorsaway.org. You can go direct to the source. Nancy is always available and willing to make herself available. If you need, you got questions about worldview, you can give a call. You'll find the information right there on the website. Nancy, thank you so much for your time today and this incredible question.
Well, thank you. It's always great to start a Tuesday off with Moody and Kelly and Steve, and today, Hannah. So thank you so much for what you're doing.